بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كل incident in taking place all the time all kinds of incidents Allah Ta'ala is trying to show us yet we are not taking any lesson from it before old people should go away now young people are going away you see before someone passes away the person who waits is an unfinished book The person is taking foot in the grave. The person thinks, how nice if I go in that grave. Now the kind of fear has come to people's minds and hearts. It's because instead of bringing a strong relationship with only one person, when you know that the whole world is gone completely, they have no control of anything. Allah Ta'ala is showing that we see it. But yet our eyes are not opening. We are supposed to do something to keep a relationship, a stronger relationship with Allah Ta'ala. Because He is the only one who can change the situation. Yet no one is doing anything about it. We are talking about this incident taking place, what is happening throughout the world. But we know this part that most of the information may be wrong to. Yet we just gullible people just take it and sit on those things. And we begin to waste our time thinking that time we do the bottom of Allah subhanallah wants to. Allah answers you. Why won't we now? You know, when you take in the road to Suluk, a salik is a person who divorces himself from the world to that extent that what is necessary when he does that, the unnecessary thinking out of his life. But unfortunately, you know, he's not happy anymore. Every second, every moment, if you have the time, you're supposed to take the name of Allah. Because you know that only Allah Ta'ala can change the situation. But yet no one is doing anything. As he is saying, جو شخص زاکر ہوتا ہے Allah کا ذکر کرتا ہے A person who makes ذکر of Allah Ta'ala and he makes ذکر وہ تو فکر کے ساتھ When he makes ذکر, he's supposed to make a فکر Today we just, our lips are making ذکر all the time. See, people reading Durood Sharif, all kinds, read Durood Sharif so many thousand times, read Durood Sharif, do that, read all our zifas. That is not everything. But the fikr ke saath means what? The concern must be that I'm making the zikr, but I must now become a better person. I must try to keep away from all other guns, the gunas. Hazrat said one place, he said, it's a very nice thing, he says, Durood Sharif, you're reading so much of Durood Sharif, you're reading. Lekin, like if you go to a doctor, and the doctor tells you, that, listen to me, I'm giving you this prescription, but remember, keep away from milk, keep away from that, keep away from that. You tell the doctor, I'm not prepared to give you milk. That is my favorite. No matter what happens. But the fellow got sugar, the doctor says, you know what, you got sugar, right? Now keep away from those things. Then this tablet you take, it will help you. You know, doctor, I can't do that. That is beyond me. I have to take those things. So doctor says, if you want to take those things, the effect of the tablet is not there. So Hazrat was saying so nicely that the Durood Sharif, you're reading so much of Durood Sharif, thousands of thousands of Durood Sharif, the whole world begin to read too. But if you read Khata, if you eat after you do Parez, you don't look after, you do not keep away from the sins, the effect of Durood Sharif becomes weak. The wickedness becomes weak. For example, if you look at it, a person making so much Durood Sharif, whole night he's been Durood Sharif, whole day being Durood Sharif. Alhamdulillah, it's a very great ibadah. But if you look at it, both that Durood Sharif, there are conditions. The conditions is keep away from ghibat, backbiting. Now, if a person begins to keep, does not keep away from backbiting, does not keep away from slander, does not take away from vulgar, then that Durood Sharif now becomes very weak. The effect of it. Then you begin to make dua, how can a dua be accepted? Everything got its condition. Your dua can only be accepted if you know that these are the conditions you have. Now for example, you know this mother, dua, if you make dua, no matter whole night make dua. And if a person is not halal, his earn is not halal, then what is the benefit of the dua? Allah does not even look at that dua at all. So you know yourself how the position of people are today, how they are doing. With all that what they're doing, they are not fulfilling the conditions. The conditions have to be fulfilled, then what? Now you make dua, you do not just make dua, your condition that dua is your heart and soul must do the dua. But when people make dua, their mind is somewhere else. They're not mind with engrossed on Allah Ta'ala. Like zikr also, you make a zikr, but you say, I'm not enjoying the zikr. Not that not enjoying the zikr, you're not making the zikr in the manner you're supposed to make zikr. Everyone making zikr. Remember one thing, when you make zikr, in the beginning you're going to get this condition in you that your mind will drift away everywhere. And it's going to drift away because it's not something that you did yesterday. If you start doing now, it's obvious gradually when you do zikr all the time. Now people today, they become so relaxed with zikr, they've been given a certain amount to make, that they cannot fulfill. Now how do you expect that person to progress? In other words, no matter how much zikr he's making so less zikr, he has to continue making zikr to bring that condition in him, that a time will come, he'll be so much focused on Allah Ta'ala, that he does not want to leave the zikr. But we do not have that condition in us. Because you must know when you get the condition of zikr in you of that kind, thereafter the food is your first food is a zikr. When you wake up in the morning, you wake up with zikr. You sleep with zikr, everything you think. When you're working in your business, you are zikr. You can be a doctor, you can be whatever profession you are in, but because you're making the zikr all the time, a time will come that you are in zikr all the time. It becomes that like this, that all the time you're making zikr and you know Allah in the correct way, then when you're doing your business also, you're not really concerned if it's halal and haram. Your zubar may not make the zikr, but the action is saying the zikr. You do everything accordingly. Then that person may make dua of Allah to accept it. His eating becomes zikr too. His eating becomes zikr too. Then we come to be concerned how much I must eat and how I must eat too. Then our intention comes right too. When you begin to eat, you're supposed to say, Ya Allah, I'm eating this food so that I can make ibadah become strong, make ibadah. Who made that intention? No one made that intention. That I'm eating this food so I can become more strong and eat it. So I can make ibadah, not to commit sins. So everything is because of what our intentions are. But zikr is something which you continue to make. And you say, Allah ka zikr karta hai, fikr ke saath. This word fikr means to go concern. Just to make zikr, but the heart and soul must be so much with it. Allah Ta'ala is looking at me. I'm making the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, I'm taking His name. To make the fikr. For example, you're sitting in a mosque here, you come early to the masjid. What is the concern that you're a real salih, you come to the masjid, you get so happy that you're alone, now that you're making zikr of Allah Ta'ala, you get so happy that Allah Ta'ala is making you remember Him. But instead of that, you waste your time. You talk to others. So tell me, what kind of fikr is that? The fikr is when a person comes to the masjid, you know, one buzruk. When he was brought to the jail, he was laughing. So I said, why are you smiling? So I'm smiling because now I'm alone with Allah Ta'ala. I was involved with other people in the world. Now I'm from the jail, now I'm dealing with the people and I'm not in jail Allah Ta'ala. So he's happy when he was in the jail. So how you take things that Allah takes? So now we know all these things happening. We see that people passing away. 1-2 days you make astaghfirullah at home, or the ladies make astaghfirullah, they get frightened to 1-2 days. After the fright is gone, too, that everything is gone. The reason why it is gone is because we do not have the fikr. That fikr must be there all the time. That I must remember Allah Ta'ala all the time. It's not that only this is the zikr. Parmaya ki dosh shab zahir hota hai, Allah ka zikr karta hai, fikr ke saath, tadur wazari ke saath, jo then humility. You know, he is not doing it because he's enjoying doing it. He is doing it because of humility. Whether enjoy making zikr, you know that he knows I'm making zikr in that condition. When a person making zikr all the time, and he's looking for some feelings that he wants in him, that condition was coming to him, then that is only his voice, he's a worship of that feeling. He's worship of that feeling. As long as that feeling comes in him and that all different condition he's facing, that when he gets that and he enjoys doing those that at that time, then he's not doing for the sake of the fikr. He's doing because I'm getting that feeling, let me enjoy the thing. Now his mind away from Allah Ta'ala towards those things, that's called shirk. That's called shirk. Because he's making zikr because I'm getting that feeling today, I'm getting so much feeling. Now today I'm not even 1,000, 2,000. Because that feeling, you know. Or to make 2,000, only 3,000 to life, the feeling is there. But next day the feeling is gone. So he's gone too. He's gone too. He passed away too. Because he's waiting for that feeling to come, then only I'll think, then why? You're not thinking. You've not got contact, Allah Ta'ala, you've got contact with the feeling. Every day a person makes intention that I'm going to read Quran Sharif half part. Whether I enjoy it or don't enjoy it, I want to read Quran Sharif. Now when you read Quran Sharif with that intention, that every day you read that Quran Sharif, you've got to figure it out when you are going to Quran Sharif. Because his mind is not with that, I want to now think this feeling comes, then I'll read. Like even namaz too. The feeling comes the morning, it is morning, you know, azan to pray. The feeling is directly go to Fajr namaz. Now you can't be Fajr namaz, Hazrat is namaz, first namaz. Next day Hazrat is gone. Why? Because the feeling is gone too. So what is the real thing that we're looking for? The figure must be that Allah must be happy, not me. Allah must be happy, not me. My happiness is no more important. You see, now in this condition that we are facing, with everything we are totally helpless. One minute you see a person in the best of health. You see him walking strong, and the next one is gone. If you cannot learn a lesson from that one, listen. It's a shocking what is happening. You cannot learn a lesson from that. Allah Ta'ala is showing that every one of you, no matter who it is, you are all the helpless. Turn towards me. Figure that turn towards me. Turn towards me, hold my hand. More hold my hand, I'll hold your hand. Man taqarraba ilayhi shibran. You come one step, Allah said, I'll come two steps. I tell you, I promise you, you come one step, Allah said, two steps. You know my husband, when you read this hadith, he said, when you take one step, Allah said, two steps. You take two steps, Allah said, three steps. You run to him, Allah said, with the gold medal, the way Hadith said, with the gold medal, he takes you and put it in the lap. Allah. What Allah is, Allah is. You're not talking of that, but with the gold medal, the way Hadith said, that you actually really enjoy listening to him. What condition he was in, what condition he was at that time, he said it to. Because we haven't, you know, we only know the name of Mithai. You know, we only know Mithai, we can taste it. What is it, Barfi? What is that? That? They don't know the name of Barfi, they got the taste of Barfi. When we get the taste of this zikr, when we get the taste of Allah Ta'ala, then you forget everything else. You don't want to know what is happening around your surroundings, what happened. It was His command. It was His command, it is His will. You don't want to know after that. Because if you're going to speak about it, what are you going to get out of it? Tell me what are you going to get out of it? Yes, only one thing, what? You forgot Allah Ta'ala. You forgot? And Allah Ta'ala says, you forgot me, I forget you too. So why are you discussing these things? So as I say, fikr kaisa hai us ka kaisa, humility, think of Allah, fikr. Nasir is beyond, not only fikr. I assume some people you find that tearing a lot. Fear is not everything. Sometimes you find people crying together. By looking at the fellow crying, you also cry. One of those things. He cried, you cried too. The crying is something else. Dil ka rona, what the support do I have? Some people do not even tear at all, but dil ka rona. The tears from the heart that is between him and you, that is something else. So the figure is there, you make him cry. What are you making conversations, conversate with the person who can do something? I always say, what you are speaking to us, what can we do? Speak, the one can do everything. And we know that Allah Ta'ala can do everything. Allah Ta'ala can change the situation. Why he is doing it? What for he is doing it? You don't have those questions. You just say, you turn towards him, he'll decide. When he decides, you don't have to worry. Not your decision, nor when he decides. He will decide. You do your work, you keep your contact with him. This is an opportunity to become very close and great contact with Allah. An opportunity. You do not think now when you will do it, when you can see what is happening around us. So, if the sunni ke liye haftala pegham poncha to me. You know, just because to console a person, the person making zikr would figure. And you know, all kinds of, you know, he's not at ease, but he's making zikr also, he's making zikr, he's making zikr, and his heart with humility. And then Allah Ta'ala consoles him. Do not worry with all the questions. Ana jalisun, I'm with you. Ana jalisun, man dhakarni. You are making zikr, I'm with you, I'm sitting with you. Just imagine a person making zikr with that heart.
The divine you make in zikr is think Allah Ta'ala is with me. Of only one thing, you cannot imagine Allah. You cannot think Allah Ta'ala is this color, that color, all colors, no colors. Any kind you think Allah Ta'ala, no, no, this, no, that, no, no, that. Allah Ta'ala is Allah. But yes, you know Allah Ta'ala is with you. And a jalisu man dhakarani. When you get that specific in zikr is alone, is thinking I'm not alone, Allah Ta'ala is with me. Jo mujhe yaad kare, main uska hum nashin hu, hum nashin, hum an associate. Allah Ta'ala says, what is a kursi that is? That person who thinks of me, remembers me, I am his associate, I sit with him. One Sahabi Nabi Karim, oh Anas, or some other Sahabi says, remember, think of Allah Ta'ala with you. Wherever you are, Allah is with you. Wherever you are, Allah is with you. Have that strong yakat, Allah is with you. Don't you know that in the la tahzan inna Allah ma'ana? Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the cave, Abu Bakr Siddiq said, Ya Rasul, they came here. La tahzan inna Allah ma'ana. Do not fear Allah Ta'ala. So in the same condition, yaku la tahzan inna Allah, Allah is with us. So why don't you hold the one that holds your hand? No one can change that hand. No one can shift that hand. So hold that hand, give other hand. So man dhakarani jo mujhe yaad kare, Allah Ta'ala says, this is how much he consoles them, to make this comfort them. That don't worry. All kind of thoughts come in your heart. Don't let it bother you. You put your heart towards me. Don't leave the zikr because now you're not enjoying it. Don't leave it. Don't leave it, continue making, the time will come, you see, with your consistency, if time will come, that zikr will become, then so zikr to that extent, that then you will be all the time making zikr, zakir. That is the thing. Don't leave it out. You to musalman ka itaqad hai, khat tala har ek jalis ki yuk hai, ye aqidah. Everyone's aqidah is this belief that Allah Ta'ala is hazir nazir. Everyone knows that. Everyone knows Allah Ta'ala hazir nazir, Allah Ta'ala is present. Allah Ta'ala hazir nazir hai, lekin ye jo kaha ja raha hai, what is the hazir saying? We know Allah Ta'ala is hazir nazir, but what is saying? Ana jaleesun man zakari, isme khususi taluq hai. You know, one is, you know, everyone comes here, talk to this person, talk to that person, call him. You know, the majlis is talking, but after majlis, you know, I want to see you. Hey, what is so important? This one is called and didn't call me. You know, majlis spoke to everyone. But after majlis, you know, I want to speak to you. Everyone look at that person. Hey, what's wrong with that person now? What's so important in that person? He's been called. How nice, I've been called. Why he called me? So likewise, when you make it an jalisum and dhakarani, it khususi ta'alluq. What is Allah Ta'ala come every day, every time he remembers you. Every time he remembers you, that's arm, that all the things. What is a special association? That special association, if you want to be in that special association, you have to make your zikr Allah Ta'ala with him and no one else. So fikr. You make zikr or good fikr or good connection with him, that is all. Khususi jali is one of murad here. Khususi jali is murad. A special city, you know the special city? One is even gone on special city. Sometimes in Khasaji, all of us born in Siram Mahal, that's a special city. Likewise, there you make zikr all the time, that's normal. Now, alone you make zikr, that's a special city. My special associate with Allah Ta'ala. No one must know about it. I mustn't tell anyone about it. That's between him and me. I don't tell him what I'm going through to. I want to become more close to him. I want to make zikr with him. But when that will come, when you're lazy, what happens? Today you enjoy it, that's the same, you enjoy it, money, enjoy it. If you enjoy that, you don't enjoy it. Okay. Zikr means what? Not only zikr, Quran Shri Tilawat. Quran Shri Tilawat. Lot of Quran you need. A zikr, lot of Quran. Wala zikrullah akbar. Tilawat of Quran, wala zikrullah akbar. The Quran Shri Tilawat. When you read Quran, you must know this much that Allah Ta'ala is surprised that while you read the Quran, another person come and talk to you without any valid reason. You turn away from Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala is surprised. Allah is surprised that Muslim, or who is more greater than me, that you're speaking to me and you left me to speak to this person. And Allah Ta'ala is surprised to the extent in the possibility at that time your dua was supposed to be accepted, you lost that dua. You know, khususi ta'alluq, khususi special association. This is what you call special association that you speak. You're speaking to Allah Ta'ala while in the Quran, there is someone came to begin to talk to without any valid reason. And you turned away from him. There's a special association you had with him, you lost it. The zikr that you made in the early God, come on, I come forward, I'll tell you more about it. Hadith Qudsi mein Allah Ta'ala farmate hain, main aakhir raat mein sama duniya mein aa jata. We know that this hadith so well. We know this hadith so well that Allah Ta'ala in the last night of the night, the last part of the night, Allah Ta'ala come to first guys. Allah Ta'ala, to you to har waqt hazir nazir hai. Every moment, Hazrat the way explains to Allah. Every moment Allah Ta'ala is present every moment. But you know what? Lekin ye aakhir raat mein sama duniya mein aa jata hu, ye khususi ke liye. This last part of the night that he comes out, that is for the special people. That's for the special people who leave their hot beds and the beautiful wives and everything and turn towards him. No matter what he wants to do, that person is very fortunate that his eyes open, they say, Ya Allah, I want to talk to you. I want to talk to you. That talking is something else. The talking is, when you're talking at that occasion, there's no one beside you, it's completely silent. That time you do not have anyone to see you, to look at it, to look at you, make you in front of him, dua. No one looking at you, make dua in front of him. You're not looking at anyone else, you're not seeing anyone looking at you too. Your wife is not looking at you that time. You alone with Allah Ta'ala and then you make that dua, what kind of dua that? You alone Allah Ta'ala and you make a zikr that day. What kind of zikr is that? But we don't want to wake up that day. Isi tarah ke sama duniya ki khususi ke liye kaha ja raha hai. Isi tarah ada chalis unan tak khususi hum nasheed ke liye ja raha hai. Shab-e-dar dar ya tak puri raat na ho. Isi ke this is a shab-e-dar. In other words, at that time the specialist, don't we want to become special to Allah Ta'ala? Or you want to become like all the others are, don't become special. We want to become special to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Who don't want to become special to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam? We always say, Ya Allah, we want to be within Jannah. We make this dua, Ya Allah, we want to be within Jannah. We want to make we want intercede for us. We make this dua, Ya Allah, with the group that is going to Jannah without reckoning Allah include us in that. Do we make that dua? We make that, Ya Allah, that a group that is going to Jannah without reckoning, hum gunahgar bhi isme shamil karte. So all that you consider that in the, if you want that relationship of that kind, show it. You have to show it. If you don't show the relationship, then what kind of it? It's merely to say, not important. So Hazrat says, according to your condition, like, you know, don't look at, that's why they say, don't look at the books of others and get that condition, let me do that. You look at books. Nowadays people look at the books of others. Some great Muslim, whole night he made ibadah. Let me start also. Please don't do that. The little namaz making you forget that. Hazrat Thani said that. So don't look at those things. Do what you can do. Hazrat said that. Puri raat to shab bedari ka guzari jaise Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Rahman ka qissa hai. I was present in Hazrat told this. Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah Ali was listed among those of the mutaqaddimeen. The earlier Jesus, he was of that kind. Now if you look at him, what he was, Hazrat should tell us, Hazrat should not do that too. Hazrat was an example to us, that zindagi ko dekho, that I'm saying, ur zindagi par is tarah apni zindagi chalao. Follow the way I'm saying. How much of consideration. My Hazrat, when he should wake up in the morning, he should wake up in a manner, he should wake up in the morning, if that prasadi is there, he won't wake up for tajud namaz. Yes, he wake up for fajr namaz. But he won't wake up for? Unless you tell Hazrat when he's... We'll never wake up. Koi farz nahi hai. Koi farz nahi hai. Why must wake him up? And the way he should wake up in the morning in that condition, he wakes up quietly that no one even knows. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They only, they, whatever action they do is with the hadith of Nabi Karim. We know this. So we barat night. Nabi Karim got up in the morning, early morning, got up. He opened the door so quietly. So the Aisha was there, the other man was there. She did not even feel the taklif, that she did not even know he opened the door. Quietly, today Hazrat wakes up in the morning for the tahajjud, cut pat, chak pat, every, the whole neighbors and all come to know Hazrat got up now. That will do, but this person slowly, you know, Nabi Karim, so slow, not this person out now. He opens slowly, he goes out slowly, he comes out slowly. Everything, this is what an insan is supposed to do. Ke apne taraf se kisi ko takhlif bato. Kisi ko? So if a person wakes, Hazrat se is ke haji nadna ra, nadesh kista, latifur mizaj ke, aapki chaar paaye, you know, he was so thin, the wind can take him away too. He flies, haji nadna. And what is going on? This one? Baad isha, little bit is me aram. After isha, little bit me aram. Not after Maghrib. After isha, he made aram little bit. Need to put rest little bit. Then Muadzin said, Fakmat and Namaz, Namaz is sab chale gaye. Or someone is there, Muadzin asked, that is sab chale gaye, Fakmat and Masjid ka tarwada band kar do. Now everyone has gone close the Masjid door. Now what will you do? You go and sleep, right? You and I would go sleep. Hazrat going to sleep now. And wo to khud namaz mein majboor ho jate hain aur sari raat namaz mein guzar dete hain. Whole night you should do in namaz. Please, don't, you don't do that. You don't do that the whole night to make ibadat. I don't want you to do that. Because Hazrat will see in front of this now, you tell me what Hazrat do. Allah, Allah. Namaz se pehle chale gaye to jab waaz mein masjid darwaza kar do aur khud namaz mein mashghool ho jate aur sari raat Hazrat Farooq farmate aise halke phulke badan the to aise se agar na looking at us he says that you must not do that. Yes, you must wake up at least half an hour before subah sahi, half an hour before subah sahi. Now what time subah sahi now is? What time is it? 3:37. So half an hour is 3 o'clock. Who's waking up 3 o'clock? 3 o'clock wake. You can only do that if you sleep early. But when you're leaving here and you go sit down at home and open a cell phone to see what's happening in the whole world, then what will wake up then? If you look at all those things, if you are a real true sari, you say, I want to wake up for Peter, for Tahajjud, I want to meet my people, Allah, that's what I'm talking about. I want to become close to him. Then you'll wake up half an hour. There's one clip I sent to everyone, I don't know if you're on the Baban of that, but the Thani Rahmatullah. If only you know how, what the few words there, he said three things. He said, Wallah. Every person, every night you go to sleep, before you go to sleep, you make this dua, Ya Allah, I want to follow your deen. I want to follow your deen. And then you say, Ya Allah, I want to become yours. I want to become yours. And at 30 years, I want to become close to you. If you read that, if you make that dua, how long it takes you to Manana? These three things. No, you won't need that, you open yourself to see other things. If you just make that dua, and you make, then you read Durood Sharif in the beginning, that I'm saying Durood Sharif in the end. He said that the Hazrat Thani says, if for 40 days you make this intention, for 40 days, inshallah, Allah will forbid. A prescription that is so easy, who's doing it? Dar lagta hai ke kahin gir na jaye. तो सुबह सारे से पहले का हक्ताला का रगबत पर रगबत दिलाता है हजरत से अल्लाह ताला इज शोइंग यू गिव यू मोर इंस्पिरेशन बाय यू थिंकिंग लदर दैट आई विल वेक अप हाफ एन आवर बिफोर सुबह सा इंस्पिरेशन के मा अल्लाह इज वेटिंग फॉर मी मा अल्लाह इज वेटिंग फॉर मी लेट मी टॉक टू हिम इफ यू आई ओपन इन दैट सेट यू डोंट वेक अप एंड यू डू गेट गेट अप यू से कि मैंने आपको उठाया आपने पूछा नहीं तो क्या Mehboob naak uthaya jab nahi utha. The beloved one who he loved, he woke you up, he did not wake up, what was I? One who tell me, wake you up, he said, nahi utha, nahi kya kar. He says, it's been so much inspiration, Allah Ta'ala, he wake up at that time and talk to me and make zikr in front of me. I am sitting with you, I am your associate, there's no one with you, and no doubt, there's no one beside Allah. Allah is training the condition, that's what's happening now. What's happening around us, the business, everything is, everything only, what's happening now? If through that your eyes not open. کافی حد تک رنگ بدل حالانکہ بندہ مومن کو نفس ایمان کے لیے تقاضا وجہ حضرت سے یو ڈو ناٹ نیڈ انسپریشن بیکاز یو وانٹ ٹو کال ایمان یو نو دیٹ انسپریشن از ڈاؤٹ یو ڈو ناٹ ٹو بی انسپائرڈ بیکاز یو ایمان ود یو دیٹ ایمان از سفیشینٹ ٹو یو ٹو گیو یو دی انسپریشن بٹ یٹ اللہ تعالی نوز دس بندہ سو مچ ہاؤ مچ آئی مسٹ انسپائر ہم مور واٹ کائنڈ آف انسپریشن آئی مسٹ گیو ہم دیٹ گیو ہم دس کائنڈ آف I want you to know what you remember me. That person, he comes to the masjid, sit down quietly, he says, oh Allah, I'm so happy I came early to the masjid today, I can make zikr of Allah. I came so early to the masjid today, I can make Quran of Allah. So I can be more close to Allah. Iman to khud mazboor hai. Iman to khud mazboor. Iman is a reminder itself. Iman is a reminder itself. If it does not remind you, then nothing would want to remind you. رغبت کی ضرورت نہ تھی مگر پھر بھی ہم تعالیٰ رغبت ہی رغبت دلا دے ناٹ سپوز ٹو بی انسپائرڈ اینی وے بٹ یٹ اللہ تعالیٰ انسپائرنگ مور اینڈ مور اینڈ مور آن اے جلیس من کرنی آئی یو آر مائی اسپیشل ایسوسیٹ آئی ایم اے اسپیشل ایسوسیٹ آئی ایم مجھے ہم سٹی مجھے ریمبر می کہ کسی طرح میرے بندے کا کان لگ جائے کہ کسی کا طرح ان ادر ورڈز آئی ایم یور ایسوسیٹ کیری آن کیری ڈونٹ وانٹ یور ورک بی ڈن Your work will be done. You know how father sends him. Don't worry, learn. You're doing very well in examination. Carry on, don't worry, I'm behind you. I'm behind you, you're working very hard. When a father sees a son working very hard in whatever he's doing, son, don't worry, I'm behind you. I'm behind you. The zikr that you're making all the time, do not think your zikr is wasted. The zikr is not wasted. Just to take one time the name of Allah, without any intention to take the name of Allah, Allah answers that. Allah? So a father, when he sees a son, he gives him so much inspiration. Okay, son, don't worry, I'm behind you. You mustn't worry. Don't call a roll. You tell them, wake up, don't worry. I'll make you wake up again and again. Like that Allah Ta'ala says, no, Rabbati, don't worry, I'm behind you. I'm behind you. There's no one behind you, sir. I'm behind you. A person learning Quran, was reading the Quran, so all the time, he wants to stop it. Don't carry on. I'm behind you. If Allah Ta'ala is behind what does he want and گویا کہ یوں فرماتے ہیں کہ میری ذات تو غنی ہے بھائی سب اللہ کا دین نہ رسی آئی ایم انڈیپینڈنٹ میری ذات نہیں سبحان اللہ ہے رکھا ہوا ہے آئی ایم ویری انڈیپینڈنٹ بٹ ان مائی ذات مائی اللہ سبحان اللہ الحمد للہ دوز آر تھنگز دیٹ کم دوز آر تھنگز یو نو دیٹ سبحان اللہ یو ریڈ ون ٹائم یو ڈو ناٹ نو دیٹ ول ہیو ان اللہ رائٹ فور 13 ڈے وین یو گو دیٹ اینڈ کم یو نو ہاؤ مچ اپریشیٹڈ دیٹ میری ذات تو غنی ہے جیسے شفیق باپ نے بتا تو زیادہ شفقت کی وجہ سے ترغیب ہے اسی طرح اللہ تعالیٰ ترغیب دلانے کے انہیں چالیس من میں اس کا چالیس میرا جو ذکر کرے کیا یہ مراقبہ ذکر کے لیے کم کچھ نہیں ہے حضرت سینگ دس ناؤ اف ون کنٹمپلیٹ آن دس اونلی ون تھنگ آف دس مراقبہ دیٹ ہم سٹنگ ود یو ہو اللہ حافظ Only make the thing when you sit down and make zikr, or you read Quran, or you read Quran, or you read the Quran, and I'm with you, I'm associated with you. Then how, what kind of namaz you make? What kind of zikr you make? Will you stop making zikr? Will you stop reading the Quran? Will you stop reading the namaz? You continue reading namaz, you continue reading. The more stronger association ever with Allah, the more stronger you do more and more. حقیقی امتحان تو جب اعتقاد ایمان ساری حقیقی صوفی حقیقی امتحان یہ ہے کہ تربیت کی اس کی ضرورت نہیں ہے حضرت ان ریالٹی ٹرو صوفی ہی ڈز ناٹ ہی نیڈ این کم انسپریشن ٹرو صوفی ہی ڈز ناٹ ہی نی کم انسپریشن ایٹ آل نو ہی ڈز ناٹ ہی نی کم انسپریشن ایٹ آل ہر وقت کامل ہوتا ہے بھائی اس کے شوق اور ذوق ہم جلی سم دونوں ارشادوں سے شوق اور ذوق گھر پر محبت پیدا ہوا اور محبت شوق اور دائر پر اللہ تعالیٰ احکام پر کمر بستا وین پرسن کنٹینیوسلی میکنگ دعا آل دا ٹائم میکنگ ذکر آل دا ٹائم کنٹینیوسلی دا The shock and zone that he had in the zeal that had, it remained in him all the time. And it becomes that all the time that becomes his food. He becomes this. He will not leave his liquor, he can leave his breakfast. Then food comes into that food, you want to look at it. That is what the khana hai. I want to eat the soul food. My soul must be nourished. When a person dies, that food, the little body goes away. One day I was sitting with Hazrat alone. And Hazrat saying, the jism and when he goes in the cupboard, everything is finished beside the tailbone. The tailbone, that remains only. That's what I remember Hazrat telling me that. So what, why are you so concerned of that kind of food then? That others will indeed eat that food will remain with you, the soul food. And the soul food is what? If this is the soul food, it's your nourishment of the soul, the zikr of Allah, the fikr of Allah, the fikr that was coming to us. Har waqt amil hoti rehti hai. Then when you're making zikr all the time, you begin to follow every command of Allah. If the zikr is not allowed to fulfill the command of Allah, that is not zikr. Remember, if you fulfill every command of Allah, you will forego your rights when you fulfill the right of this person. You forego your rights to fulfill the right of the person. The person who is zikr with consistency, with the fikr, he will never use Bengali language. He will never use Bengali. He'll fear this because Allah Ta'ala allowed me to make zikr with his tongue. How can I use my tongue in the wrong places? تو ہر وقت تعمل ہوتے تھے اور اس پر عمل کرتے رہنے شاکر اور صابر ہو کر دائمی توفیق پہنچے ونش بھی کت میں ذکر ہوتا ہے لیکن شکر اللہ تعالیٰ ذاکر اور شاکر اور صابر اس تھری تھنگس میں نے پسند میں کہ ذکر زبان ذاکر بندہ بندہ دل شاکر اللہ کا شکر اور جسم صابر یو میک صبر یو ڈونٹ ٹو میک ٹو بٹ میک ذکر یو میک ڈونٹ میک without any valid reason to leave a zikr because now I'm feeling lazy, let me leave it. No! Dying, sabar, continue making zikr. Now, you know, I'm not tired. I don't know the Quran now. I've got my friend came now. Let me close the Quran. No, sabar. Continue. In that way you continue doing that, inshallah, tawfiq. Allah Ta'ala, nothing, tawfiq nasir. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa qina adhaban an-nar. ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من فاطر السماوات والارض انت ولي في الدنيا والاخره توفني مسلما واتقن بالصالحين اللهم نسالك رضاك والجنه ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار صلى الله تعالى على سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم